Today's daf from Masechet Menachot is daf Chovov. We're holding by the Halakha Mishnah at the top of the daf. Nitma'u shi'areha. So to continue on now with problems in the Kemetz, and we've spoken about the questions of things that happened to the Kemetz itself, if the Kemetz itself was Tomei, or if there was a Shaila of Yotzei, was the last thing we spoke about. We had problems of Tarovet, of whether it's Shaykh to do the Kemetz without mixing with other things. Now we're back to the question of the relationship of the Kemetz to the Shirai, and we finally get to the issue of the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, how it would apply here. Thereby zvachim, the question is, in basar, in dam, as we started discussing how basar vadam, it says in the Torah. So, libra Rabbi Yeshua, you need to have at least something that was left. What would be the implications for a mincha where something went wrong with the shirayim? So suppose the shirayim were nitmu. Now, yesterday we saw, and we spoke about the union of the tzitz being meratza on tumah. So it could be, you would have thought, that nitmu shi'areha is a special case. However, the Mishnah continues with nisrufu shi'areha, or they were burned. And we're going to see, indeed, is there an afkamina between nitmu because of the tzitz or not? Ovdu shi'areha, or they just got lost. So not lamaisa, you're going to have a kemetz that is not going to be matir if the shirayim were nitmu. So what now? So Kemidat Rebbe Eliezer, who back in Zvachim told us that even if ein dam, afapisha ein basar, darshan, so here too, kometz afapisha ein shirayim, would be the same idea, would be kosher. But Kemidat Rebbe Yeshua, who darshans habasar vahadam, that im ein basar ein dam, and by the same token, im ein shirayim ein kometz, because it's an interrelationship of a matir to a nitar. There's nothing to be matir, then there's nothing that you can bring a matir on. Omar Rav, the only way that it would be a problem is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is if there was nothing left of the Shirai. Shenitmu koshi areha. But since Rabbi Yeshua says as long as there's kezayit of basar, you would be able to be makriv ibak zerik adam. So here too, if there was a kezayit of Shirai, then you would be able to be makriv the kemetz. Kezayit. Yeah, ava miktzat shira, but if just some of the shira were gone, that's not a problem. Now, we have a little bit of an issue with this, because, you see, the first moment that we started reading the Mishnah, we were immediately sensitized to the word nitmu. You understand that the Mishnah before, which of course is the ratio of this Mishnah, said nitmu is unique. Nitmu as opposed to yaitse. So we thought that nitmu, if Rav is talking about nitmu, he means only nitmu. And it must be because something to do with the uniqueness of Tuma and the Tzitz. So Kasarka Daitach, we thought that what Rav was saying was Davka Nitma, that it would have to be called Shi'areha. Masha'enkein Ovud Visaruv, that's what we thought. That Ovud Visaruv, even if it would only be Miktzat, he would agree that Rabbi Yeshua would passel. Because by there, the Shirayim that were Chosru is as if they're not here at all. And that's why Rav spoke about Tuma. Which really troubled us, because we were thinking, look, I mean, Micah Sava. If Rav holds that Shiura Miltai, if he holds that the Shirayim do not have to be whole, that there is such a thing as Shirayim, even if they're Chasa. So what's an Afkamina, whether it was Nitma or not? Even if it was Ovid, even if it's Soruf, as long as there's something left to bring the Kemetz on, he should say the Rabbi Yeshua would be Matir. If he holds that, no, Tumah is a unique case. And normally, the fact that something is left is meaningless. Shiur alav milti, because the shirayim are not similar to the basa. The shirayim is one unit. Either you have shirayim, kukuloi, or you don't have shirayim. So why then does he say that nitma is a unique case? Because the nitma might time it because of ritzuit tzitz. But if it's because of ritzuit tzitz, what's an afkamina if it's miktzat or kulo? Even if you would be matami kulo, we would still say ritzuit tzitz, just like we said by basa. We're talking yesterday, even though the basar can't be eaten, but still the tzitz made it, that it was considered to be basar lagabe, the me'ila question, lagabe Rabbi Yeshua, if it could be zarek dam. So here too, but maybe he's saying that the tzitz would be maratza to make the shirayim shirayim, even though it's a nitmu. But then why the heck would he talk about miktzas? It's irrelevant if it's miktzas. It's a maratza, the whole thing. See, he seems to be mixing metaphors. On the one hand, he's talking about the shayla of, didn't Rabbi Yeshua say only if there's nothing left? So then that's true about Ovid Vesora. If he's talking about, isn't the tzitz meratz of a tumah, then why does it say miktzas? Something's very fishy over here. He says, well, not a, you're too sensitive to this word nitma. He holds that shiur is milti. He only said Nitma because I was the first of the series. That's all. The truth is, of course, Nitma, who had in love with Visaruf. The only reason that he said the word Nitma is because he took the first word. There was first Nitma, and then it was Ov, then it was Nisfa, Ov, so he said Nitma. Sadekamar Nitma, Reishayu Naki. Kiritanya. If we take a look now at Rabbi Yeshua, is Makshir by Zvachim, where there is a Shiura. So even though it was Avod Vesarov, has nothing to do with Nitma. That's exactly what Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol HaZvachim Sheba Torah, Shenishtayer Meyem Kezayit Basar, O Kezayit Chelev. Now the Kezayit Chelev is not so posh. We're going to ask later on how we know Kezayit Chelev. Because, I mean, the whole mocker of this limud is the way that the Torah puts together Olotecha HaBasar VaAdam. Mashwa Basar and Dam are interrelated. How exactly we know that the Chelev is considered to be the same thing, that if you have a Kezayit Chelev, you could also be Zarek Adam, that we're going to have to look into later. But in any event, we've already seen Rabbi Yeshua numerous times. See, he holds, as long as there's a Kezayit of Achilas Odom, or a Kezayit of Achilat Mizbeach, then you need a Matir. The Matir is the Dam, so you'd be Zarek the Dam. But if there's only a Kechatzi Zayit Basar, and even though it's Lemaisa, you have also a Kechatzi Zayit Chelev, which you can't put together. You don't have one Achila. There's no Achila for Kezayit of Odom. There's no Achila for Kezayit for Akhtora, for Achilat Mizbeach. So Mamela, you have nothing to be Matir. And by an oila, it wouldn't make any difference, because by an oila, the basar essentially is the equivalent of the achilat hamizbeach de imurim, because the whole thing is put on the bed. And therefore, by oila, it could be even a chatzi zayit basar, and a chatzi zayit chelev, put it together, and be zerik the dam, because the oila, after all, is kula kalil. By a mincha, afilu kula kayemet, even if you have the whole mincha, don't be zerik the dam. What in the world is that supposed to be? Mincha? What kind of dam is there in a mincha? Mincha, Maya Vidata, and this is all part of the formal presentation. We ask the same question every time we mention it, right? Mincha, Maya Vidata, Amr of Papa, we mean Minchat Nesachim. In other words, of course we're talking about Zvachim, not Menocha. But the Zvachim that require us to bring a carbon Mincha after we bring the carbon. So you might think, okay, even if I missed out on the Basar and I don't have any Chelev, but I still have to Matir the Mincha. So let me be Zerik the Dama, leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, in order to be Matir the Mincha? No. Even if the whole thing is there, it's not considered to be part of the carbon itself. Why do I even have to mention it? Because Sagdait Ramina, I would have thought that a whole of Hadi Zevakatia, it's considered to be the equivalent of Guba the Zevka. In the male, we should treat it as if we have a Shiur. And therefore, we should be Zerik Adam Kamash Balan, that it's not considered to be a Shiur at all. Now, the question is, Minan Emile. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere anything about Chelev. In the Pasuk, it says, Habasar V'Adam. Where do you get the idea that for a Kizayat of Chelev, which is Achilat HaMizbeach, that you're also allowed to be Zerik Adam? I mean, for Yeshua's Makbid, on a shiur because of that pasuk, Abasar v'adam, why doesn't it have to be Abasar v'adam? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, some summer night to say that it wasn't Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, it was Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, is because we have another pasuk that also puts together the chelev with the dam. So one pasuk puts together Abasar v'adam, the other pasuk puts together a chelev v'adam. Since the Torah says, V'zorak ha-kohenet ha-dam, al mizbach Hashem, and then it says, so that teaches me that you could be Zerik the Dam, the Zaraka Kohenet the Dam, even though all I have is Chelev. So you see that we have two psukim. One teaches me Basar, one teaches me Chelev. Either one is good. But I certainly can't combine the two. You need to have a significant Achila, either of Achilat Adam or Achilat Mizbeach. Now, so far, I only see literally Chelev. I mean, Chelev means Chelev. It's a particularly identified area, which is fat. It's not an organ. How about the Yoteret HaKaved? How about the Shtei HaKlayot? That's not Chelev, but it's also not Boser.
So the Imurim...
The Imurim consists of Chelev plus these other organs. So how do I know that they also are considered to be a Kizayat of Achilat HaMizbeach? That's Matir you to be Zerik the Dam as a Matir. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds, you have your choice of Boser or Chelev. But the Torah never says anything about the Yoteret HaKaved, did it? Well, first of all, it's clear. I mean, Diktoni, I mean, I'm asking you, Minoan, that don't try to tell me that maybe not, because, I mean, it does say here clearly, Ubimincha. Didn't Rabbi Yeshua need to address the Mincha? Afilu kula kayemet lo yizrok. We said that's referring to the minchat nesachim. So that tells me it's only because the mincha, okay, the mincha nistan is not connected at all to the zavach, all right? So over there, you can't be matir or libet or Rabbi Yeshua to be zerik dam based on the heter of the minchas nesachim. But I mean, it's dafka the mincha of the lo yizrok. It's clear from the whole presentation of Rabbi Yeshua that if you had the yoter for shtei aklayot, and you had a kezayek of them, for sure you could have. I mean, otherwise he would have told you a tremendous chiddush. And instead of telling you a chiddush about the mincha, even pieces of the behema wouldn't be enough if it wasn't chelev or basar. So it's clear from there that obviously the yoter v'shtei aklayot, you do have to be, you are able to be zerik to dam. Where do we know that from? Because all that Rabbi Yochanan brought me was a raya to the chelev. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan, even though before Rabbi Yochanan was quoting Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shmuel Hananya, but Rabbi Yochanan has his own little addendum. Rabbi Yochanan today, Rabbi Yochanan himself points out, the pasuk continues on to say that he k'tir ha'chelev l'reach nichoach l'ashem. What do you have to say l'reach nichoach for? We've said l'reach nichoach innumerable times about the korbanos. Why does the Torah add here l'reach nichoach? To tell me v'zorak ha'kohen et adam, as long as they're reach nichoach. And therefore, kol sha'ata ma'aleh l'reach nichoach is enough to be zorak adam. And it's good for coming to be marba the shtei aklayot and the yoter takat. V'itzrich, now you'll say, but if that's the case, why mention the chelev? I mean, if anything that's being brought for reach nichoach is sufficient, why does it say the chelev? That's because itzrich mechta chelev, itzrich mechta reach nichoach. We already saw why we need l'reach nichoach, obviously. Because if we would have said chelev, I would have said davke chelev. But the yoter v'shtei aklayot not, and therefore I can't be zorak adam, katavrach mene reach nichoach. But now, here's the new piece. Then that would have included even the minchat nesachim. So we have a balance over here. Because Rabbi Yeshua said that you might have thought we should be zerik adam to be matir, the minchat nesachim. Mr. Papa was mazir. No. But how do we know? No. Now that we said anything l'reach nechoach, surely minchat's coming l'reach nechoach.
Is it?
Yeah. No, that, we would say as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Rashi defined back in the beginning of Zvachim, L'reach Nechoach Sha'amarti V'Naaseh Ritzoni. So that's the Nachas Ruach of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it says over here, Chelev, only pieces of the Behem itself that I'm bringing on the Mizbeah. That type of Reach Nechoach. So puts together, Chelev, Reach Nechoach. Now we have three points. Habasar v'adam, hachelev v'adam, and reach nechoach v'adam. Put it all together, and we understand. We need a gezayat of achilat, have Rabbi Yeshua's understand. Gezayat of achilat adam, basar. Gezayat of achilat mizbeach, which could be basar and an oilah, or it could be chelev, or it could be even the yoter takaveit. But it can't be the minchat nesachim. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. Shalo bichli sharet pasul. And suppose you didn't do a kiddush kometz in the kli sharet, the way that we understand it here. And of course, there was the kli sharet. Remember, we have two levels of kiddush kli. We have the original bisa. We put the entire mincha in, and that's where we do the mixing with shemen and so on. That is also kli sharet. However, as we saw before, it's not the full stage of kiddush because it wasn't yet roi to be karav agave mizbeah. You need to do the mice of the kometz. After you do the mice of the kermit, you reinsert the kermit into a klisharis. Usually a separate klisharis. We ask, well, why wouldn't the bisa be enough? So I put it back in the bisa. We say, that wasn't this kavona, but ain't a chinam. Theoretically, you could be makadosh in the original bisa, because now it's roy. But in any event, in this case, you did the kermit, and you brought it up to Mizbeah without further kiddush. At least that's what it seems to be saying. Now, that's not to say that it might not mean you did the kiddush kermit in a klisharis, and then you took it out of that klisharis, and you brought it up without a klisharis. Maybe that's what shalobik lisharis means. We're going to see that that's a machloket. So Rabbi Shimon is a makshir. Hiktir komtza pa'amayim, meaning that you did it bit by bit. Maybe that's what it means. It might mean literally pa'amayim. What does that depend on? Whether you need to have a shir of a kezayim or not. In other words, pa'amayim would be the max, because you don't have three kezayim in a koment. You might have two kezayim. So if you did it pa'amayim, then that's an act of akhtar. Maybe less than a kezayim wouldn't be called an act of akhtar b'chlal. Then even though it ended up on the Mizbeach, it ended up on the Mizbeach without akhtar, so to speak. That too is a machlokus of the Gemara. Okay, but we can be sensitive to the issues that are about to come up. So the halacha over there is kosher. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that you don't need, or appears to be saying, you don't need over here to do it in a klisharetz? Is because Omar Krok, Kodesh Kodeshimi, kachatat v'chasham, the drasha that we had before, we enjoyed so much in Zvachim, and we had it before earlier. Since the Torah compares the mincha to both the chatas and the asham, Rabbi Shimon brilliantly learns that to be an insight into the avodas chatas. Because how really do you compare something to a chatas and to an asham? And they're so, so different. Because the modality of chatas is to use your etzba and tefillah. So you have to use your finger. You don't use a kli. The modality of zrika of an asham is the typical shnayim shein arba. It has to be an arba. That's the mizrakot. When the Torah compares it to two things that are contradictory, says Reb Shimon, it can't mean they're trying to strike a balance. It must be offering you alternatives. Therefore, I say, Bala of the biyad, you want to do the avodat of the mincha, meaning the keteres, which we said is similar to the zrika. You want to do that with your hands and not use a kli. So then you do it. But you have to do it the way you would do the Karma Chantas. Karma Chantas is Tavalakon and Etzba'o Badan. Remember that Etzba'o, Koma Kom Shechtiv, Etzba with Kuna, and that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that you need Etzba and, you need the Kuna and Etzba. It's not enough here at this any time that it would say Kuna would mean you mean. So the Shita say, if you're coming to do it like a Chantas, then you have to treat it like a Chantas. You want to use your own hand, use your right hand. But you also can choose to do it like an asham. If you want to do it like the asham, so then bikli, then you can even use your left hand like the asham. Because remember, Rabbi Shimon Shita is that, does it say, as he said before, does it say a lashon of etzba by the Kabbalah? No. It doesn't. It only says it by the Tavala Etzba or by the Chata. So his Shita is that small is kosher in a kli. Therefore, if you want to do the Avedas HaKteres, HaKteres HaKemet with your kli, so then it's not going to be more chomor than the Asham. But that means that, according to Rabbi Shimon, so since you have this option, so then that means that you do not require, is that basically what the Mishnah is saying? Shalobikli sharet, Rabbi Shimon is maksha, because according to him, you do not require a kli sharet. You could use etzba'o, the same way you would use a etzba. In this case, of course, yado, you can't literally do your etzba, but you use your hand for a korban of a mincha. That's all that it means. Rabbi Yannai says, the Mishnah doesn't mean you can bring it up to the Mizbeach with your hands. The Mishnah means you don't need at all anything that has to do with Kiddush Kli. It was already Mekudosh and a Kli. Once it was Mekudosh and a Kli, did you take the Kemetz out of a Kli Shares? Yes? So then that's the Kiddush. Why do you need more than that? If you took the Kemetz out of a Kli Shares, so then the moment that you do the Kemetz, it has the full Kiddush of the Kli Shares, because now it's Roy for Kiddush HaTaguf to be put on the Mizbeach. So what's the difference? How you put it on the Mizbeach? Maleu Maktiro. I don't care what you do. You don't need it. You can put it, you want to put it in your Avnet. You want to put it in your coffee mug. Do whatever you want. Use Heimaino. Use Mikedash Ocheres. Let it say Starbucks on it. Bottom line is, it's already kosher. Doesn't make it enough Kamina.
Use that to take it up.
Yeah, do whatever you want. That's where Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need Bichlal Kiddush, a new Kiddush Klisharez. You're focusing on the question, and what do I do now? How do I bring it up to the Mizbeah? That's not the issue. The issue is whether it requires Kiddush Kli. As it's already been done. If it's already been done, there's no more limitations on it.
That's like,
no, we're going to get into this. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, no, that's crazy. Everybody holds you need a Kiddush Kli. That's not the point. Hakomo din bekomet shaton Kiddush. The point over here is, once you do the Kiddush, what Rabbi Shimon was saying is that if you take it out of the Kli Sharet that you did the Kiddush in, then you're able to be Ma'aleo Biyodai. That's the only thing that he's saying. Amazing. Hekter Chalavim Ve'emurim. Hekter Chalavim Ve'evarim Ve'etzim She'elan. Bein Be'yad, Bein Be'kli, Bein Be'amin, Bein Be'smol, Kisher. So over here, this is clearly going a little bit Rabbi Shimon, and it's saying that if your mala to the Mizbeach bismol, it would be kosher. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Problem is that it says bein biyad, bein bikli. Right. The way that we explained it, according to Rabbi Yudah Breda Rabbi Chia, it was an option that you had to use your hand, and then you would have to use yamin, or to use a kli, and then it could be bismol. But over here it says bein biyad, bein bikli could be done bismol. So that does not sound like the way Rabbi Yehuda ben Rei Rabbi Chiya understood Rabbi Shimon. It sounds like the way that Rabbi Yannai understood Rabbi Shimon. That once it's mekometz in a kli shareis, we no longer care what it is that you do. Because basically, you've done all that you need to do. The rest of it is logistics. What do I care how it gets there? So how does Rabbi Yehuda ben Rei Rabbi Chiya explain that? I mean, here it says, Beferish, Bein b'yamin, Bein b'smol, both on Yad and b'kli. Do you have to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rei Rabbi Chiya? No, no, you're reading it wrong. It's not saying either or for either or. It's saying either or respectively. In other words, it's litzdadim. Litzdadim means respectively. In other words, we say, if it's biyad, then it's biyamin. If it's bikli, then it's bein biyamin, bein bismol. That's the point. It's not going to say any of the above can be done in any of the below. So I'm saying that, of course, it's dependent on your initial determination to use your yad or to use a kli. Well, what about this? Toshma. Kamtso shalomi kli sharet, v'kitsho shalomi kli sharet, v'he'alo v'hiktiro shalomi kli sharet, pasul. So here the Tanakhama says that if you didn't use a kli sharet, and even though it was Nikmats here, but it was Nikmats without utilizing a kli sharet. And now Lamaisa, the Shita takes out the word shalo, because the mi kli sharet l'chora has to at least be that. Right? Nobody would argue on that. You certainly need the original kli sharet. All that Rabbi Yannai was saying was that since you start off with the kli sharet of the original havas hamincha, then you don't need another kli sharet to be mekadesh the kometz. That's all that he said. If you say shalom kli sharet over here, so then you're undoing everything that we said. We said, of course you need at one point to have a kli sharet. So fine, we'll read it like that. So you took the kometz out of a kli sharet, but you didn't use a kli sharet to be mekadesh it. You didn't use a kli sharet to be mala it, to be makter it. So Tanakhama says it's possible, because that's all part of the chiyuv, is that it has to be malehu with the kli sharet. As we saw all along, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they are machshir mimatan kli, as are bimatan kli. So according to them, even if it's not a kli sharet, you can nonetheless bring it up. Now, Reb Nachman said, everybody's made of that. No, of course you can't do that. It's only afterwards that you can do that. But according to him, how could you put it into a kli that's not a kli sharet? He said, everybody's made it, including Rabbi Shimon. You certainly need to be mekadesh the kemetz. And here it's saying, no, you don't need to be mekadesh kemetz. Obviously, putting the kemetz in a kli is not going to be mekadesh the kemetz if it's not a kli sharet. Answers Reb Nachman, ema mimata, not bimatan kli, that you don't require a kli sharet. But from the moment that you put it that one instant into a kli sharet after kamitza, and thereby gave it a kedushas haguf of a kli sharet, from that point on we don't care. That's exactly what I said. I said that once it is that you put it into a kli sharet, and it got the kedusha of the kli sharet, is that not what I said to you? That from that point on, that's the machlokas. And the Mishnah is simply saying, as long as there was kiddush kemetz, I don't care how you bring it up. That's true. I still say that's true. And over here, I say that that's all the Rav Shimon is saying. That it's kosher from that point onwards. Not in a kli, but from the point of the kli. Let's take a look at this braita. Tashma. V'chachamim omrim, kometz requires a kli sharet. Ketzad, you have to start off doing the kmitza in a kli sharet. So you take it out of a kli sharet. Then you need to be mekadeshit in a kli sharet. Then you need to do the halah and the haktorah agave mizbeach also in a kli sharet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kivan shekamtso mi kli sharet. As long as you had that first kli sharet way back at the beginning, then I don't care what you do. You could be ma'aleo directly, maktiro directly, shalobik li sharet vidayo. Now it doesn't say a word over here about needing a second kiddush in order to give it kedushat aguf. It says as long as you did the kamitza out of a kli sharet, that's okay. Now that's certainly a shalok Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman said, no, everybody's mud. Of course you need kiddush kaimus. It says, you don't need kiddush kaimus. Well, I have to change the gears a little too. What it means is, kivanche kamso, add the word vikicho. Not kivanche kamso. Kivanche kamso, vikicho, vikli sharet. Then you can be ma'aleu, umaktiro, and then that's sufficient. Vidayo. All right. How about this? Tashma. Komatz biyamino. Somebody does a maizef kmitza that's kosher, puts it into his left hand, not using a kli. Is there a problem? No. Put it back into your right hand. What'd you do wrong? Yachzir l'smaylo. Now, if he did a machshava, and he did this machshava bismolo v'chisheva leah, so in other words, at the time that it was bismol, he said, oh, I'm going to go ahead now and carry this, I'm going to do the holoch, I'll do the akhtara, with my left hand, and I'm going to eat it, I'll be makir, meaningless. It's possible, but ain't bo karet. Why ain't bo karet? Because it needs to be, we said, three things. It has to be a mokum of Reil Aveda, it has to be with something that's Reil Aveda, it has to be a dorba that's Reil Aveda. In this case, you have your left hand, it's not Reil Aveda. Okay. Chishev aleha. Now, if, however, you did take it in your right hand, at the time that was your right hand, so it should say the word here, biyamino, biyamino, and then chishev aleha, chutz unekeimai, it would be pasuv ein bo karet, chutz izmano pasuv v'chayavin alav karet, divrei Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon, that there's no issue of having had it in your left hand. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim is saying that that's not true. The moment that you put it in your left hand, it became possible. How did it become possible? I'll tell you why. Pesalato matanato. The Kometz is not possible, because since we view the Kometz as the equivalent of the Dam. Now, what happens to Dam that falls directly from the neck of an animal onto the floor? Can you pick it up again? No. If you hold you need Kiddush Kli by a Kometz, that Kiddush Kli is the equivalent of Kabbalah. Okay, so now that it didn't go into a Kli, and instead it went into your left hand, that means it left the hand that you did the Kmitza with, which was your right hand, and now it's on the floor for all intents and purposes. I mean, it might as well be on your head. What's the point? It's in your left hand, according to the Chachamim. Your left hand is useless. And therefore, in the same way that Dam, that was Nafal or Ritzpa, becomes possible, because it requires Kabbalah, so to a Kemetz that was Nafal or Ritzpa, was put into your right, your left hand, is also possible. My time, and Mishum, the boy, Kiddush HaBekli, since it requires Kiddush Kli. And over here, before you did the Kiddush Kli, it left your hand and went onto the floor, so to speak. So kivan shenatano lismol, that's the full equivalent of dam shenishpach mitzvah abeina al haritzpah. And then you gather it together from the rizpah over there, where all by nitzpasa. So in other words, what are they saying to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon? According to you, we understand it's not a problem. Why? Because you don't need Kiddush Kli. But according to us, who all that you need Kiddush Kli, so then it's not for al haritzpah. Uh-oh. I thought Nachman said, everybody is mighty and eat Kiddush Kli. So you see from here that indeed in the discussion between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, it's clear that Rabbi Shimon does not require Kiddush Kli. That takes us back to the sheet of Rabbi Anna. And therefore, it seems to be a tiyuf to the Rabbi Nachman. Says the Gemara, this is indeed a tiyufta. There's no way out of it. Tiyufta. I mean, this is the entire point of Rav Nachman, no? Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're there. Thank heavens. You can, of course you can pick up blood. They do pick up blood. What's the problem? You scoop up enough blood to do it. You don't need a lot of blood for Zerika. Okay. Yeah. You can't. It's not kosher, but it's certainly physically Osfo. It's not talking about where you pretended to be Osfo. The Osfo apostle. You did pick it up. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chia, I mean, this is actually Misayel. Because according to the way you were learning, there should be no, Rabbi Anai, there should be no issue of why do you need to put it back in your right hand? He said, put it in a Starbucks cup, as far as I'm concerned. It was only, Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chia said, look, if you're going to put it into your hand, then it's got to be your right hand. And here it says, if it's in your left hand, Rip Shimon also held. Put it back into your right hand. Why do I need to put it back in my right hand? I thought I don't need any more. I'm the one, I'm the one who said he demands a right hand. If Bola of the Kechatas, it's going to have to be in your right hand. Shall we say, Esther Gemara, shall we say, L'Rabianai, that it's a Tiyufta? I mean, Rabianai said, I don't care if you're bringing a Starbucks cup, so why does it say you have to put it back in Yaminai? Omelach Rabiana, it is definitely not following my understanding. But you can't ask me at the Yufta, because The very Braita, that was the Raya to me, the only way, that was the first Braita, basically said. Bein b'yad, bein b'kli, bein b'yamin, bein b'small. Remember that, huh? Remember that? That was a Raya to me. So when I wanted to bring that Braita as a tiyuf to the you, you said, no, it means respectively. Nu. And suppose we read the Braita correctly instead of respectively, the way any normal human being would read the Braita. So then the Braita is saying exactly what I said. Bein b'yad, bein b'kli, bein b'yamin, bein b'smol. So you're telling me that here is a Braita that reports, or it seems to report to you, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't even need, you need, if you're going to do it, you need to put it back into your yamin. I don't know. I have a Braita that is beferish, not like that. I like my Braita. And I don't believe in this business of respectively. The love, quote, litzdadim, unquote, the way you say katani, that's not how to read that Braita. So, although this Braita runs counter to my opinion, but I certainly have on what to be saying. Continues the Mishnah, hiktir kum tzapa maim tishera. If you did the haktaras hakomets twice, then it would be kosher. Now, our question is, does that mean twice? I mean, it's a strange way of saying little by little, twice, right? It's not the way we would usually say it. The mashma'ut is dafka twice for some reason. But if you would do it in three stages, it wouldn't be kosher. And that indeed is a machloket. Omer Rabbi Yashur ben Levi, look, it says pa'amayim. It doesn't say pa'amei pa'amayim. I mean, you can't start splitting it up into more than two times. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's it up? It means pa'amayim as many times as you want. I mean, what do I care? I feel pa'amayim, pa'amayim. Lamaisa, what are they arguing in? Maybe now it's clear what they're arguing in. Omer Rabbi Zer, the question is whether it's shayach to have a kemetz that would be less than shnei zeitim. That's the question. If it's shayach, a kemetz less than shnei zeitim, but it's koyanim nebach are always getting these emails about increase your kemetz size. Just, right? So, it's a terrible situation. Here comes this poor little Kohen, he's got himself a kemetz less than shnei zeitim. It's a disaster. But what can you do? It does happen. So if it's shayach, a kemetz that's less than shnei zeitim, then you couldn't even be makter pa'amayim, no? Unless we don't care, and that you can bring a haktorah pochas b'kezayas, and as long as it adds up to a kezayas in the end, it's okay. But if that's the case, who cares how many times you do it? In other words, once you're telling me I don't need a kezayas, then I don't need any shear. I just need it to be mitzaref in the end, like the case we had before of the sumsum. Sumsum per sumsum, that's all. So over here it could be many, many times. He said, if you hold yesh haktara b'chuta b'kezayit, Rabbi Shimon Leah Savalok, there's no such thing as a kometz b'chot mishnei zeitim. And if that's the case, then when you say pamayim, you mean exactly what you say. Ein haktara b'chuta b'kezayit, and you have no right to take it down further than that. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Savar, no, listen, there's even a kometz b'chot mishnei zeitim. And therefore, if the Mishnah is matir pamayim, then for all intents and purposes, what is it telling you? Yesh haktara p'chuta mikezayit. In the same way, then it can be mitzar. You can be mitzar of achila. Even though you need a shear of a kezayit to be yoytze achila, you can do it bit by bit. It just needs to be within a certain shear. There's no such shear as b'chdei achilas pras when it comes to haktara. So whatever, as long as it eventually, it all adds up. Why can't it add up? That gufa is the machloket. Itma. Komet me'ematai matir shirayim b'achila. What is the point at which we view the kemetz? I mean, we understand that it's not the moment of the kemitza. It requires actual putting on the mizbeach. But is it the mizbeach? Is it the eish of the mizbeach? Is it the actual consumption by the mizbeach of the kemetz that allows us to go ahead now and eat the shiraim? What exactly would be the shir? I mean, it does say me'ishei Hashem, right? What is the chelik of the kohanim? The chelik of the kohanim is called kodesh kadashim mi'ishei Hashem. That means that they're sharing it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fire, so to speak. And so since I, in terms of the mizbeach, was zeichena to the eish of your kemet, now you can eat the shirayim of your kemet. But what does it mean to be zeichena from the eish? So this is a machlok. Rebbe Chanina Amar, it's from the moment of mashlabo etaur. The moment it catches on fire, for all intents and purposes, it is going to be devoured. That means that the esh is now moshel. You're saying, but it hasn't eaten. It doesn't have to be eaten. It has to be in char. Now it belongs to my fire. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's going to be burned now. So that's already considered to be me'ishei Hashem. Because me'ishei doesn't mean from the achilata. It means from the esh. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. It has to actually be eaten by the esh. And therefore it needs to be mishetatzit bo et ha'ur berubo. It has to have reached a stage already where it is now lit mostly. And that's already considered to be inside the fire, under the fire. What are we referring to? Which kaimitz? Kaimitz of which? Which carbon? No, you got to tell me. We got a lot of different kaimitzes. We got pancakes. We got tegla. We got doughy. We have, maybe you're referring to, perhaps, minchas chayte, which has only solet. Maybe that's what you're referring to. Aha! Oh, we're getting closer. Well, if it's a minchas chayte, then it's all powdery. And maybe. Of course, there was that old machloket between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, you roll the powder in a little bit of oil in the leftovers. But anyway, just that was just to drive you crazy. Now let's assume it was powdery. So what's that?
When he hits the fire, it's gone.
Did you ever do beer chomet? Do you ever do beer chomet? Did you ever try burning disappears? Huh? You ever tried burning some powder? It's hell on earth to get that stuff burned. Don't tell me it just disappears. I wish it would just disappear. It takes you half an hour just to burn a little bit of flour over there. That's only if you do it in that way, but that's not the way that you do it. Doing magic shows on the Mizbeach. Watch me pull a comet out. Even if you do a bezrika, if you throw the whole thing, it doesn't blow up. It's only when it's like in a little tiny. You have to.
Well, if there's no shemen and you throw it, it's
going to
have to.
Disperse. No, you'd have to disperse it really nicely. You know? You'd have to take a whole handful and you throw it. It's a problem. I'm sure there's kid kayanim that like to do that. You know? But it certainly wouldn't be the most. So, let me explain to you, says Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Bar of Yitzhak. Where does Rabbi Yochanan get the idea that you need more than just the putting it into the fire, moshel, but you don't need an actual burning up? I'll explain to you, it really comes from, believe it or not, Sodom of all places. Because Omakra, here it's Vayashkev, al pnei Sodom. It says, Vayar v'nei ala kitor ha'aretz. Kikitor ha-kifshan. Now, when does a kifshan start smoking? En ha-kifshan ma'ale kitor, ad she-tzatzi ta'ur berubo. So that means that la-haktir is what we're talking about. Hiktir at that comment. Hiktir, we have a makor for hiktir. And there the Torah in that makor compares it to the kitor of a kifshan, which means that haktara needs to be the equivalent of a kifshan producing smoke. It won't produce smoke in the first stages. Omalei Ravin Baravada LaRava. You know, your Talmidim say that Reb Nachman brought a braita, which was problematic, and which it says, Tanya, Ein liyela dvarim shadar kan likarev balayla kagonei varim ufedarim shema'alanu maktiran mibo ha-shemesh. So, I don't know. It says in the Pasuk, Alam izbeach kol ha-layla. So what does that mean, Alam izbeach kol ha-layla? You could put it on the izbeach kol ha-layla? So the only thing that I know that you can put on the Mizbeach Kol HaLaila is Ve'evarim U'Bedarim, right? Those things, you can bring it any time. And they are Mitachlin V'Ochin Kol HaLaila Kula. But how about things that you can't put on at night? You have to put them on in the day. Dvarim Shadar Kanli Karev B'Yom. Let's say, Kemetz, Levena, the Kteres, the Minchas Kayanim, Minchas Kay Mashuach, Minchas Nesachim. How do I know that those things can also be brought? But what are you talking about? They can't be. What do you mean, I don't know they can be? You just said, the bishlem are the things that can be brought at night. I understand that it says kol ha'layla. But what about the things that can't be brought at night? How do I know I can bring them at night? Did you ever hear anything so ridiculous? What are you talking about? I'm a dark in the corporate. Sorry, I didn't mean you can bring them mi bo Hashemesh. I meant you can bring them im bo Hashemesh. So it's right at Shkia. You could bring, the comet. That's what you're saying. Right at Shkia, you could bring a comet. And then they would be midaklim v'olchim kol halayla. And that would be fine. Of course, you see where we're going. If you put it on the Mizbeach, right then it's not going to be Mashla Ur. So then, for all intents and purposes, it wasn't put on the Mizbeach. We're running into problem. This is where we're headed. Okay, but let's first conclude the Brayta. We just interrupted for a minute to say, what, you can't mean what you're saying. Okay, good. Talmud Lomar, Zot Torat Ha'ola Riba. Nonetheless, the Zot Torat, whatever. So even though you'd say, wait a minute, I thought the things that need to be brought in the day need to be consumed in the day. No, not true. Zot Torat Ha'ola, anything that's going to be put up to be burned, it's kol alayish kol alayla. That doesn't mean to be put there initially. But once it's up there, it's alayish kol alayla, and you don't have to see to it that it's burned before. Now, our problem for Rabbi Yochanan is, if you're telling me you put it up right by Shkia, im ba Hashemesh, how are you going to get a case of Tatzita Ur Berubo? Then it's not going to be Nimshal Ayadeya Ur Berubo.
Before sunset,
and then it's too late. No, Kanashi, you're confusing two issues over here. One is the issue of Me'ishe Hashem. That's to be Matir the Shirayim. And what does that have to do with what's considered to be the act of Haktara in terms of being on the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach is Kailate? Once the Mizbeach takes something, it doesn't become Possibilina. Those are two different issues, and you're now conflating them into one thing. So Ishe Hashem vis-a-vis the Heter of Achila may be one thing. As far as the Klitas of Mizbeach, it's another thing. Kan Leklot, Kan Lahatir. And therefore, I don't see there was a problem. So you want to say the Mizbeach holds it on, and it's Lo Yipasa. That's all that we're saying. Lina won't affect it. Fine. That's enough just to get it started burning. Now it's Lach Meshom Mizbeach. Now it's Lach Meshom Mizbeach. Whatever else you want to do with it, Meishe Hashem, that may be different. Maybe that comes from the Kitor of Sodom. But where does it say that? Legabe the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, he says, hey, what are you talking about, guys? We're not talking about bringing it up in the first place. We're talking about if it was brought up in the middle of the day. Now it comes along after Shkia, and some of it falls off the Mizbeach. It hasn't been burned yet. That's what it's talking about over here. Poking. Can I put it back onto the Mizbeach or not? That's our question. What does that have to do with Bashla Berubo? All it's saying is, Dvorim Chadarka Makrivam Biyom. Yes. And were you Makriv Biyom? Yes. And now is it 5 hours later? Yes. Was it necessarily burned? No. And now some of it falls off. That's what we're asking over here. Ein li ella. Maybe if it was not meant to lechatchila be put on at night, so maybe you don't put it back on at night. Isn't that a reasonable question? Talmud lomar or laz riba. Thank you. In which case it has absolutely zero to do with Rabbi Yochanan. So he's master law. The word mi bo Hashemesh, the way it was said originally. Not, how could you put it on mi bo Hashemesh? I thought you just... Don't you understand that that's the whole point? You did put it on at the right time, and now you need to re-put it on. Mi bo Hashemesh. Don't need to change any girsaot, and it works out perfectly. Mukim laba pokin. V'chein kiyata Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came out from Eretz Yisrael, I'm Rabbi Anai. Of course it means bepokin. What Rabbi Anai said, it means bepokin. I thought Rabbi Anai says beferish. You'll notice that one of the things that it says over here, when it lists everything, it says the dvorim shadak and the korbiyom kigon hakometz. That's great. Alavona is great, but the ktoret. Rabbi Anai is the one who says that there's no din of poking by ktoret because v'om Rabbi Anai ktoret shepak ame agave bizbeach. Even if you have whole kratim that haven't been burned, you still don't put it back up. Afilu kratin sheba ein machzirin ota. And Rabbi Chanina bar Minyoma, Mirabei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, explained that he based this psak on the pasuk where it says Asher tochal ha'esh et ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, and that means only ikulei ola, digested ola pieces. That's what it's al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla. But iata machzir ikulei ketoret. So now, how could you possibly say that Rabbi Anai said that this is referring to ketoret? It's part of a whole long list of things, including the comets and the levina and the minchas kainim and the minchas kain mashiach and the minchas tesachim and so on. throws in the keteret. Oh, I cancel that. Erase that part. That was an accident. So, sami mikan keteret. Clearly, according to Rabbi Yanai, it can't say keteret. You're right.
It's a different mizbeah, right?
Yeah, but it was still the same dinner. Okay.
Mizbeah ha'ola.
Yeah, but it's true. But it gives a, that. That's exactly what he says.
It
doesn't.
Yeah.
And yeah, it makes sense to be samim. It's not like it's crazy. Omer Bas.
He said his wife had a word from the Brahis. Samim Mikan, who can say
it was English?
It was English?
You say, Samim Mikan, wipe out this word.
It's the conservative seminary again. It's those same guys. But as Reb David is pointing out, it makes a lot of sense because the dinner violin on the Mizbech, oh, la, 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 Mugdala, Mizbech, la, la, la. What does that have to do with the Mizbech and Keteres? Apparently, when we have lists, we often do this. I mean, we have a standard list, right? So that list got thrown in over here saying that don't read the standard list. You know, it's like, it's what you usually do because that's what your tongue brings you on. Look, especially if you're dealing with a modular construction like a computer program, or you think they sat here every time they just insert standard goods. Insert, yeah. Okay.
They forgot to cut.
That's right. You know, the Gro wouldn't have appreciated your question. He used to do that all the time. The Sturge about that? Things get confused. Omer Avasi, you know, when Rebbe Lazar used to be holding in Menachot, and when he was poshit minachot, poshit means, very interesting, it means when he took off its clothes also. Right? That is, when he exposed all of the complexities of minachot, it also means to spread it out in front of a double meaning, which is the same thing. And of course it means pshat, just the Zohar's understanding of the nature of pshat, is that it means the naked truth. Right? Mufshat, taken off its clothes, or the naked truth. It's a beautiful, in other words, it's the most powerful truth is the pshat, not the simple truth. Way back. But simple truth is always the most powerful. Problem is that we always dress things up with clothing. So we spoke about that. That's the whole idea of the world is levushin. That's the whole question. You're fooled by levushin. So we think the most pashut pshat is the naked truth is that a rose is a rose is a rose. But that's not the naked truth at all. That's a completely hidden truth of, I mean, which human beings in a sense have made up. It's a human construct. Call it a road. I mean, what it really is, the naked truth is that it's a combination of forces with particularly strange interrelationships that human minds think of as a flower. If you wanted to talk about a different level of the naked truth, it's the genitals of a plant. That's truly naked. And it's not the way you look at it, but you want to talk about the naked truth. The naked truth is that the rose is a rose is a rose. Ridiculous. So Mimela, it says the Zohar, that's the point. Comes along now, Rebbe Lazar, to be giving you the naked truth of the Nechot. And you have to deal with this question. Komet. Suppose you brought a komet and you were misadder it. But you were misadder on the Mizbeah. You were misadder on the Eitzi. Now you put the Eitzi Hamarocha on the komet. So does it need to be Dafka on the Eitzi? Or can it be burned Mishay Hashem with the Eitzi above? Vesider Alav et Hamarocha. And the question is, that's a very strange way to do things. So we know, as we saw back in Zvachim, there's such a thing as Derech Shevu, Derech Avodah. Things are done in a way that depart from the normal usage, then at times they're considered to be a violation of the way in which you would normally act. How can you be Mishari? How could Kadosh Baruch Hu in such a strange way? So that's the question. Is this called Derech Avodah? Is it Derech HaKtarabaka? Oin Derech HaKtarabaka? Take. Boy Chizkia.
The same would be true with us.
We're about to raise the question. Boy Chizkia. Evorim Shisidran. Put them on the Mizbeah. Visiderat Aleihem et Amaracha. How about the same question by Avorim? I mean, it says Al Ha'etzim. It says to put the Orchu B'nei Aharon HaKohanim Et HaNitachim, which refers to the Avorim, Tarosh V'Tapader, Al Ha'etzim Asher Al Ha'esh Asher Al HaMizbeach. It seems to be that you need to do it Dafka Al Ha'etzim. So when the Torah says Al Ha'etzim, does it mean Dafka Al Ha'etzim? Or do we say, look, there is another pasuk, even the Ketiv Krach Rina, that says, Asher tochal ha'esh et ha'olah al ha'mizbeah. I reckon that's a word about Eitzim. So maybe that's Eitzim, it's just logistical, but it's not an absolute requirement. Because it's the Mizbeah that eats. It's just, you don't get the heat usually, but if you do, then the olah ha'mizbeah is fine. That means you have the option of Iboyachiravin. Take. That too remains standing. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. How about a varim that you put up right against the Eitzim? It's plenty hot. and they get burned, but they're not aleitzim, literally. But what does aleitzim mean? B'sidei ma'arachamal. So aliba demand the amar, if you hold that the word al, remember that the word al has a double usage in Hebrew. Sometimes al means upon, sometimes al means the alav shevet menashe, degel menashe. So we learned that that alav certainly doesn't mean we put it on top of them, means to their side. So al could even mean tzad. So if you hold that when the Torah uses al, it means dafka, so then you, obviously it says al ha'itzim. What choice do you have? It's not kosher to put it on the side. But kitibarcha liba deman diomar al only means bisomuch. And we're going to see this machlokas later on in the Misa. So now that's the question. I mean, al here, al ha'itzim, I did it. I did it bisomuch. Or al ha-mizbeach is in the same pasuk. Al ha-yitzim asher al ha-mizbeach. Does al ha-mizbeach mean on the floor next to the mizbeach? No. Al ha-mizbeach means you need to put it on the mizbeach. So maybe you look at it contextually. This al has to mean the same thing that the other al in the pasuk means. And then it means literally. So maybe we would say al ha-yitzim dumi et al ha-mizbeach. I mean, just like the mizbeach means al ha-mizbeach, not somewhere near the mizbeach, it means al mamash. Maybe in this case everybody would be made it. That al ha-yitzim in context has to mean al mamash. Take this question too stands. Nitmu shiarea nisrafu shiarea du shiarea kimidat Rabbi Eliezer k'sheva uch midat Rabbi Yoshua v'suma. Amar Rav v'hu shenitmu kol shiarea avo miksan shiarea lo. Now at this point kasak daidach that it's only nitma, but over the sort of lo, in which case we don't understand Rav. He's mixing metaphors over here. My kasava. Ika savar shiura miltahi. So then what's the difference if it's nitma avad vasara? Ika savar shiura lav miltahi. And the only reason why nitma is okay, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds him ein basara in dam, or ein shirayim in komet, my time, and because it's his maratza. So then what does it have to do with miksa? Yachi kol shiura could be nitma. L'yoylam kasavar shiura is miltahi. He didn't mean nitma only miltahi. Nitma, he meant nitma. Who had in love with Soruv. Heidegger, and it might just set the first of the series. Kidatanya. Rabbi Yeshua Amer, Kol Azvachim Shabbat Torah, Shenishtayer Mehem, Kizayet Basar, Kizayet Chelev, Zorek et Adam, Kechatzi Zayet Basar, Kechatzi Zayet Chelev, in Zorek Adam, except for the Yoyla. The Yoyla, since it's all basically Lachmesh HaMizbeah, so there are Filo Kechatzi Zayet Basar, Kechatzi Zayet Chelev, Zorek et Adam, Neshikula Kalil. But if it comes to a mincha, even if the whole mincha is there, don't be zorek the dam. Well, don't be zorek the dam. What kind of mincha are you bringing? Mincha, maya vidate, how did that get involved here? Omer of Papa doesn't mean mincha, it means minchat nesachim. Anyway, why would I need to know that? Because akadaita choyel, ubahadi zevach ka'atya. We should view it as the goof of the zevach damya, kamash malam. Now the ma'aseh binanim really. Omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishmael Matva Mishum Rav Yishmael Ben Chananya. Omer Akrovi Ktir HaChelev L'Reich Nichor LaHashem, and it starts with the words of Zoraka Kohen Et Adam. So that means that if there's Chelev, then you can be Zorek the Dam, even if there's no Basar. Chelev Avo Pishen Basar, even though it says Habasar VaAdam, this adds Adam VaChelev. Anyway, but that's only Chelev. How do I know Yoteret? And I know for a fact that he holds that Yoter Vishteach Layot are certainly sufficient to be Zorek to Dam, because otherwise why would Rabbi Yoshua say, Ubimincha filu kula kayemet, referring to the Minchat Nesachim? We mean Minchat Nesachim. Even the Shteach Layot wouldn't be enough. So obviously, it's Mincha only the Lo Yisroel. But the Yoter Vishteach Layot, he's definitely saying that you will be Zorek. So how do you know that you're able to be Zerik even if it's neither Basar nor Chelev? It's Kloyot. Then what? Now it was over here that Rabbi Yochanan had his own addendum, to which he said, since the Pasuk continues on to say, L'Reach Nichoah, it comes to tell me, Kol Shata Ma'ala L'Reach Nichoah, and Itzik L'Michtav Chelev, Itzik L'Michtav L'Reach Nichoah. I would have said, okay, Dafka Chelev, like we just saw. But Yoter Vishteach Layot, lo, Katav Rachmana, Reach Nichoach. I Katav Rachmana, Reach Nichoach, Ava Mina, Filu Mincha. Therefore, Katav Rachmana, Chelev. Continues the Halakha Mishnah Shalobik, Lisharet Pasov Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Hikdir kum tzapam baim kishera. Omer Avila Berger Bechia. Why does Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher? Because Omer Akro Kodesh Kadashimi kachatatu chayasham. You want to do the Avodah B'yad? Fine. You can do that. But then you need to use your right hand. Just like the chatas. You want to do it B'kli? Fine. You can do that. But then it's like an asham. And there you can use even your left hand, which was Rabbi Shimon's specific sheet. Rabbi Anayomar, that's not the point. The point is that you already did all you need to do. You were committed out of a klisharet. There's nothing more left. Now it's just logistics. Maleo maktiro even in a Starbucks cup. So afiloba mamaino, afiloba mekita shalcheres. Rabbi Shimon bar Yitzchak Omer, no, that's crazy. Akomodim komish don kiddish. Meitve. Hektech alavim veivorim. Veitzim. She'elan bein biyad bein bekli. Bein biyamin bein bismal. Bein biyad bein bekli. Sherim. Akomets vaktored valavona. She'elan bein biyad bein bekli. Bein biyamin bein bismal. Berk sherim to Yufta Rabbi Yehuda. Berei the Rabbi Chiya, who said, if you're going to use Yad, then you have to use Yad Yamin. And here's his Bein B'Yad, Bein B'Kli. Amalach HaRavita Reyu Rebechia. Well, it means respectively, of course. B'Yad, it would have to be B'Yamin. B'Kli, it could be even B'Small. Then it would be Bein B'Yamin, Bein B'Small. Toshma. Kamtso Shalom Mikli Sharet. Kitsho. We took out the Shalom because of the Shita, and of course it makes much more sense. Kamtso Mikli Sharet, but Kitsho Shalom Mikli Sharet. And then I love it to Rosh Lovik Lishare. So Rabbanan all that's possible, but Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon are Machshir, and they are Machshir, the Matan Kli. Well, it doesn't mean Matan Kli, it means Mi Matan Kli. Whereas once it's been put into that Kli Sharet, then, as Rabbi Nachman said, from that point on, it's okay, but you still need to do it in a Kli Sharet to be Mekadosh the Komet. Toshma, v'chachamim amrim kometz ta'un klisharet. Keitzat komtso miklaret, klisharet, mikatsho biklisharet, ma'aleo maktero biklisharet, v'shimen omer, kiman she komtso miklisharet, ma'aleo maktero shalom biklisharet, v'dayo. No, yeah, you read that. Kiman she komtso v'kitsho biklisharet, ma'aleo maktero v'dayo. That's how Rav Nachman reads this. Toshma. So if while it was bismolo, you were chishev alah to eat it or to be matir at bein bakutz bekaimai ben chutz manai, it would only be pus. There would be no karet involved. But if it was biyamino, it should say chishev alah chutz lemakomo pasul ben bo karet chutz zmano pigo v'chayom and al karet divra blaz rabbi shimon. Was the Chachamim say, well, if you put it into your small, then it became a matana psula. Because why? My time should the boy a kiddusha bikli, and kiva should not on the small. It's like the dam that required kiddush bikli, which fell onto the floor directly from tzavar beima. And then if you're ma'asif, it is possible. Which means the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon are saying, who says you need matan kli? Which is exactly the opposite of Rav Nachman. To Yufta to Rav Nachman. You're right. To Yufta. Bang. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Berei Rabbi Chiya, it's actually Misayei Alei, because he says that you need to put it back in your right hand. And that's exactly what it says here. That if you're coming to do it biyad, then you have to do it biyamin kechatas. Shall we say that to Rabbi Yanai it should be a to Yufta, because Rabbi Yanai said, bring it up on a Starbucks cup in your left hand, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what you do. Omelech Rabbi Yanai, excuse me, didn't we have a braita before that said exactly like me? Anadam Rikitana of Hector, where it says, Bein Biyad, Bein Bismol, Bein Biyamin. Bein Biyad, Bein Bikli, Bein Biyamin, Bein Bismol. So you were the ones who claimed it was saying it Litzadim. I don't believe that. Well, I'm Litzadim Katani. Go fight me. Hikter kumtsa pamaim kshera. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, pamaim maybe, but certainly not pamei pamaim. Rabbi Yochanan there? Rabbi Yochanan, pamaim afilo pamei pamaim. My benayu. Amar Rabbi Zera, the question is whether yesh kometz pachot mishnei zeitim. If there is, then there's haktara pachot mikazai. That's what they're arguing. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds in kometz pachot mishnei zeitim, and in haktara pachot mikazai, and therefore he can only break it up twice. Rabbi Yochanan holds over yesh kometz pachot mishnei zeitim, and if you're telling me you could do it pa'amayim, so then yesh haktara pachot mikazai. Itma. Kometz mehem atayimata shirayim bachila. Rabbi Chanina, I'm a Mishamashula, Bor Ta'ur. Rabbi Yochanan, no, you need Mishatatzita Ta'ur Berubo. Omer Rabbi Lo Rabba Bar of Yitzchak, I want to explain to you, where's Rabbi Yochanan get his Sfarah? From the word La'aktir. Since it says the word Kitor means, by Sodom and Erala Kitor is Kikitar Kivshan. And in practical terms, Ena Kivshan Male Kitor, Achitatzita Ur Berubo. So therefore, we need the same thing here for Akitor. You know, your Talmidim quote Rav Amram as saying there's a problem with Rabbi Yochanan from the Braita Tanya. And the Eladvarim Shadarkan Likarev Balayla. There it says Kol Alayla, Alayish Kol Alayla. So that would include Evarim and Pedorim. Those things you could be Mala Maktir from Shkia, and then they could stay there all night, and it's fine. But how about things that can only be brought in a day? Like the Kemetz and the Levena and the Keteres and the Menachas Kedem, the Menachas Kedem Mashiach, the Menachas Nesachim. How do I know that even those things you could be Mala and Makter Mibo HaShemesh? What do you mean Mibo HaShemesh? What are you doing to my head? Amr Dark in the Karbiyom. How could it be Mibo HaShemesh? Okay, let's change that to read Im Bo HaShemesh. Anyway, so those things. How do I know? Right at Shki, I could bring them up. And that could be mitak mivokin kol alayla, huh? How do we do that? Talmud lomar zot Torah to'olah riba, even that case. Now, Alib Rabbi Yochanan. He holds, and nitatzita ur berubo, if I bring it up right by Shkia, then it's not going to happen, man. I'm not going to have tatzita ur berubo. So, lo kasha. What are we talking about over here? Klitata mizbeach, so that there should be no lina. Maybe you don't need Berubah according to Rabbi Yochanan for Kalita Tamiz Be'ach, but as far as Mi'ishe Hashem Lahatir, the Shirayim Bachilah to the Kehanim, over there he compares it to the Akhtar. Rabbi Lazar Matin La, the way it says it, Mibo Hashemesh, not changing your soul. And he says very simple, Mukim La B'Pokin, it's talking about re-bringing it to the Mizbeach, not bringing it the first time. It's talking about Pokin. Rabbiana? How could Rabbiana say that? And the Tanur Reb Chanina by Menyume, but very well as Ben Yaakov, he's dashing the pasuk. It's a shetokala ish et haolala mizbeach. That means only kulei ola tamachzir. Ia tamachzir kulei ketoret. Okay, fine. So cross out ketoret. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Ivarim Shesidram B'tzidei Amarach Amal. I'll leave it among the Omer Alma Mash, but certainly it means Alma Mash here. My question is, maybe, even among the Omer normally understands that Al means B'somoch, it can't mean that here. Because, would you want to say that he holds Al B'somoch even here? Or perhaps here he would agree, because since Al Hayitzim has to be Dumia to Al HaMizbeah, and Al HaMizbeah is Al Mamash, Afakinami al mamash.